aluminum or something like that.
I never really knew what that meant. I never thought about wash pots and kettles being the same thing.
There's a whole lot in the Bible. Some of it's Bible and some of it's not. But it alludes to that in there, pot calling a kettle black. Feller having just as big a sin as other feller and telling him that's wrong and he's doing it himself.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I call that the pot calling the kettle black.
All right, you were talking about the eating utensils. You just mentioned a spoon. What are the other things that you would put in each plate?
Well, just depend on how you're setting the plate or setting the table,
all right.
I call it. Most of the time, it's a spoon, knife, and a fork.
Mm-hmm.
But a lot of places, there's two, three spoons.
Yeah.
There's two, three forks, and sometimes two knives.
Mm-hmm.
Occasionally, I've had one. I had one in Montgomery. The U.S. Navy had three knives.
What were they for?
I don't know.
I know there's a fish knife that's a different shape. I don't know how to use it, but I've seen them. But I never saw three knives at a plate.
Well, where the elaborate setting and lots of them, you take these regular, what we call case knife.
Mm-hmm.
Then maybe you're going to have a steak.
Yeah.
And maybe another. You'd have a steak knife, which would be sharp to cut that.
Mm-hmm.
Then there's another knife it's not smooth, but you can cut frozen stuff with it, and on the end of it, it's got a fork, you know, that you can stick. Happened the other morning, I owned some frozen sausage. I had one of those big knives about 18 inches long. On one side, it had like cross-cut saw teeth. And on the other side, it's just smooth, only it is wavy.
I think I've seen one of those.
And I cut that sausage about half in two with a thin one. I intended to cut it that way, but it got down there until my teeth is hitting the top part, so I just turned it over and sawed up and darned myself off a slice of sausage apiece.
Mm-hmm.
And
okay, another kind of container. What would you call a thing that you might put cut flowers in the house?
Well,
I guess like that.
Yeah, there's two or three things there. One is a regular flower pot that holds flowers, then a vase.
Mm-hmm. Now, what's the difference between a pot and a vase?
To me, there's none. Only the pot you can put more flowers in. Most of the vases.
Okay.
It's just a small handful or one or two. I've got some vases up the house made out of just what you call pipe glass with a flare at the top, you know, come crooked around here and come up, and you can put water in that, you see, and it run all the way through.
Mm-hmm.
And then you put your flowers at the top.
Mm-hmm. Okay. We've been talking about washing so forth. If you were washing the dishes, after you'd washed them, then to get the soap off, you would say that she does what to the dishes?
Well, I say she'd have to rinse them. She won't let me because I started that. And she said I'd done it to purpose. She puts them under the faucet, you know, and rinses them, let that water. And I put it under there and turned one of them too much and spatted the seal in the water. She says that's enough. I'll do it.
Oh, I've had that happen.
She said I'd done it to purpose, and I think I did.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Mm. What do you call the cloth or rag that you use to wash the dishes?
Listen, I don't have time. When she gets that up, I'm gone. It's washcloth.
Washcloth, okay. How about the one?
Dish rag.
Dish rag?
Dish rag, dish cloth.
Mm-hmm.